Put tobacco on. He's like, oh, it's just water thing. Now try and pull it up tomorrow. Like, give me about 10 minutes and I'll have that backhoe hooked up. And like, don't worry about hooking up. I'm like, trust me, give me 10 minutes, I'll have it hooked up. It ain't gonna take that long and we'll get this thing out today. Put the backhoe on, got down there. He says, you want to try and pull it out or you want to dig it out? And I'm looking at him like, I think I'll dig it out. I start digging and pulling. Finally got the thing out. Well, after that, I thought that, I'm almost of a half mind to trade this sucker in and get me a bigger tractor for bush hogging and just buy an old Case backhoe.
Yeah, probably had a nice-sized hole. You could have had a pond there.
Thought someone set a bomb off, and all the way the thing looked, it was a pretty impressive crater there. Let me pull that thing up. But yeah, I was looking at a neighbor that got him a U-Haul, 75 or so. I'm paying myself, cats are over here fighting. It's kind of funny, but anyway. Had a John Deere 1575E then. Hadn't really decided, but I thought, man, that'd be nice. Enclosed cab, get one of them bat wing bush hogs behind that thing, and my bush hogging would be pretty much nailed down for about 12 hours. Gosh, probably down to about 8 or 9, and I could knock the whole thing out in a day, so. But I said, the only problem I can see with that is, I don't know how that plastic roof would hold up to tree
limbs. How many of you used ones out there that road work or whatever that you could get with a backhoe attachment in or a bush hog like that and spend a lot less money that has been well maintained?
Well, I'll tell you one I considered. I went to Tractor House and looked through their stuff. I don't know if you've ever looked on there, but they got a lot of good stuff there. We usually get through a little catalog from Tractor Supply when we go in there. And just for craps and giggles, I typed in John Deere 8630. And I found a 74 model 8630. I didn't see exactly how many hours, but they wanted 27,000 right there. I told Ben, I said, for what I paid for mine, I could have got a tractor that I wouldn't be able to turn around too well in the pasture, but I definitely be able to pull a bigger bush hog with it and drag some people out of the ditches.
I'm KK4FTU.
Of course, if I had a tractor like that, I'd probably turn the fuel up a little bit, straight pipe the thing.
You don't want to blow it up now.
But they just look good when they're rolling coal out there in the field.
Vern, I'll give you my address and you can start sending it to me.
Yeah, oh mercy. Yeah, I'll probably just pay the tractor off and just keep it since all we really use the backhoe for is to bury cows. Occasionally, I said that was a fluke when we was digging that thing up, but yeah, the thought has kind of crossed my mind about getting a tractor with a cab to bush hog with it. Be kind of nice, but I just stick with what I know how to work on it, and ain't got none of that regen crap on it. Look, it's just wide enough where I can load up a mini truck with it. Yeah. Call it done.
Some money aside for your mini truck fund?
Negative. I'm still dumping all I got into the tractor to pay it off. I've got, where did I lay that paper at here? Oh, that ain't it. Come on, where you at? I just see it. See that thing at? Anyway, I forget. Oh, wait a minute. What's that? I forget where I laid it. But anyways, I think I had like, what is that? Oh, that's just that. box. But anyway, I think I've got about 18, 19 notes left on it.
Good to know. You done any more research, see if you can get an oil burner from them in a mini truck that's four-wheel drive with all your amenities in it?
Hadn't honestly done much research into the whole mini truck. I know what I'm looking for, but I haven't looked much further into it until I get around to that point and get the cash.
You don't need getting your hopes up and them changing the way they do business when you do get the money, and then you'd be disappointed.
Worst come to worst, I tell you, it'd be way overkill, I know. But I'd almost consider getting one of them Philippine Suzu dump trucks, or even the, Subaru's got a few dump trucks that they manufacture for over there. I'd almost be tempted to go after one of those. They got like 80 or 90 horsepower, four-cylinder. But I think that thing might be just a tad overkill for what we do here.
That means you won't break it, KK4FTU.
But I got to keep in consideration, it still has to go through gate, go through the a few pastures we got, and I don't need something. I have to get a ladder to throw chicken litter up in. That's where the tad overkill part comes in. But I tell you, when it comes to burying cows, shoot, having something like that, just dig the hole out, dump it in the truck, and then when we put the cow in there, I'd back up and dump the dirt back in the hole.
Or if you could build yourself or get a hold of a farm trailer that dumps, that you can park and load up and then hook back up to it and dump later, that would be nice too.
Those all day long. My problem is the rear remote to run them. But the 2240 here has enough flow, I'd hook it up behind it for all that goes.
Lines of the way the tire situation is, because you'd want some type of flotation tire so you wouldn't pack it down the pasture.
Roger, roger on that. Yep, I don't know what I do, but I do know I'm getting one of those heavy-duty dump trucks. I ain't going back with like I did originally with just a truck bed with a hydraulic ram on it. I'm doing a legit heavy-duty flat brigade dump truck, and I'm going to have that whole bed sprayed in bed liner, so... Yeah, she ain't gonna be getting tore up for a long time.
If you have KK4FTU, 130's back up.
So, well, you wanna go back over there, or you wanna just hang here where we know they ain't gonna shut it off on us?
I'll come back, think to come over here.
I guess we can QSY back over there then, whatever you wanna do.
There, it's a little bit clearer over there than over here.
Roger on that, KK4RQO, QSY.
Clear frequency.